Hi, I'm Masha, and when I was 14, I went to camp in northern Minnesota to the Boundary Waters canoe area, and I was really excited for the adventure at first, but when I got there, I found out that junk food and fast food were forbidden, and I was devastated. And before we left for trail, they confiscated my bag and all the candy in it. And the experience transformed me into my true self, which is a hungry, bitter, foul-mouthed sailor. And a couple other things to note. My counselor's name is Amy, and my name during this period in my life is Marcia. August 5th, 1992. Wow, I can't believe that I'm already here at Camp Widgiewagon. I mean, I've been looking forward to it all this time, and now it's here. It's as if time is just totally zipping by. Well, gotta get up at 7:30 a.m. and breakfast at 8 a.m. Ah! See ya, Marcia. Second day at Camp Widgiewagon. Today we got up so darn early. Breakfast was shit blended up. And nasty, exceptional value cereal. But the bread was good. We practiced carrying canoes today. Claire is the best canoe carrier. Then we visited the nurse for a first aid advisory. The nurse is pretty hot. Handsome. Dinner was really shitty. We had a food fight, and I hit Claire in the eye by accident with my bandana after putting mashed potatoes in her hair. Well, she started it by doing shit to me. She was steamed up the ass. Third day at Camp Widgiewagon. After getting up so damn early, we learned how to paddle in the water standing up. It rained the whole day. I was so damn cold. Like hypothermia. Brr. I borrowed Claire's blue sweatshirt yesterday for games. I left it out because I got hot and it rained all night. So it got drenched and had slugs attached to it. So she threw my towel on the ground. Bitch. Anyway, it's games. Gotta go. Marshy. P.S. I'm getting my hair all braided. (laughs) 6:30 a.m. Rise and shine. The first day on trail was really difficult. I cried because it was getting so monotonous. Lauren, whoever, wouldn't help me flip a fucking canoe on me. It was getting to be a bitch island. Lick me, eat me stage. We were all pissed to the max. See ya. I'm exhausted. 2nd day on trail. It started thundering and lightning shortly after we entered Bass Wood. I had to paddle with Crystal, who paddles slow and rests every fucking minute. Which is why we were way behind everyone in getting onto the island during the lightning. We almost died. paddle, Crystal. See ya, Marshmallow. Day 3 on trail. Well, golly jeepers, today turned out to be our layover day. It was terribly windy. We could not get the fire started. Lunch was shitty. The mixed abilities group caught up with us. Sarah and Laura found two crayfishes humping each other. At first they were fighting and then having sex. I got a picture. Dinner was cut up potatoes with cheese, corn, and tiny pepperoni slices, onion and mushrooms. Amy actually made a good meal. See ya and miss ya. P.S. We have a hammock. Cool, dudes. Day 5 on trail. Today we had oatmeal. Gross. But I didn't puke, and that's what counts. I did get diarrhea. What's new? I'm having problems with my jaw, which pisses the shit out of me. It keeps locking. Surgery is gonna cost $10,000 fucking dollars. You don't know how I'll appreciate all the good and large quantities of good-ass food. Dinner was supposed to be pizza rolls, but turned out to be good-ass good bitch. Me and Claire have a list of awesome shit we gotta do when we get home. Number 1, go to McDonald's. Have an extra value meal deal, number 4. That's a chicken sandwich, medium Coke, and large fries. Number 2, ice cream Snickers bars, 6-pack. Number 3, peanut M&Ms, 1 pound. And by golly, we'll surely appreciate it. See ya. Day 6 on trail. We'll tell Ranger Rick to fuck himself. Then a beaver. Because we're illegally camping. Laura and Crystal pick berries nonstop up their ass. We always cuss at each other on trail. It's grouply natural. Claire says, eat me. Sarah says, bite me. And I say, my ass. Etc. We have a long-ass paddle ahead of us. Me and Claire are fucking addicted and crave peanut M&Ms. Well, our trail trip is almost over. I guess I'm ready to eat some nonstop large quantity dosages of kick-ass food. Mickey D's, shrimp at Red Lobster, etc. P.S. The mixed abilities group team hasn't caught up. Like they're gonna. Bitch, ha ha. Day 7 on trail. When we killed the daddy long legs, Chrissy cut the leg off and the daddy long legs kept going. His or her detached leg kept shivering. Weird nervous system. It was cool. But anyway, at lunch, Amy passed out my peanut M&Ms to the group. 1 pound. So I really don't have anything for the bus ride home. Thanks, Meanie. Plus, the food we had to leave at Widgie was left with Nick, Amy's boyfriend, so I doubt it's going to be there when me and Claire return, so we'll starve. Nick probably doesn't have my Ritz Bits, Lemon Drops, and Juju's. Ask me why I'm making such a big deal out of this stupid food? Oh, I know, because it's rockin' good. Because I hardly ever get it. Especially on trail, bitch. See ya. Sunday, be home. Day 8 on trail. Our last day. I'm pissed up the butthole. Because first off, I lost my Swiss Army knife at our last campsite. It was rolled in the top of my pants. I probably lost it taking a shit or something. Now I've lost my whole fucking bag of clothes in camp. What the fuck? Crystal is the one who carried it to the place where we placed all our stuff, but she claims she brought it there. Where the fuck is it, damn bitch? Well, hopefully we'll find them around tomorrow. So weird to be back in camp. I'm so sad that our trip is over. The friends you make at Widgie are like no other friends. Hardly like those from school. I love these people, man. It's so devastating. I cried at the campfire today. It started for the loss of all my stuff. So expensive. Then quickly turned into grief for each other. As I heard what people had to say, it really made me think. I've learned a lot from my trip to Widgie about myself. I feel like a better person and with a high self-esteem. See ya, Marshy.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.